Hawaii Real Estate Headlines, Honolulu Commission Rates Edge Below National Average, Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Honolulu is 5.51%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. HI real estate professionals should note this local benchmark when structuring commission strategies and advising clients in a competitive market. Review the full Honolulu Commission data at the source link to inform your pricing discussions. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii County Building Division Permit Resources now available online. The Hawaii County Building Division has published reports and resources on its permitting process through a centralized hub page. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline transactions and advise clients more effectively with direct access to official permitting guidance. Bookmark the Building Division Permit page for quick reference on current requirements and reports. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu County Public Access Portal, HI Property Records Tool. The City and County of Honolulu maintains a public access website for searching property records and assessment information. Real estate professionals in HI rely on accurate county records for valuations, due diligence, and client transactions in the Honolulu market. Bookmark attw.qpublic.net/honolulu/search.html for quick access to Honolulu property searches. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii Realtor Commission Fees, average 5.51% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found Hawaii's average real estate commission rate is 5.51%, below the national average. Real estate professionals in HI can benchmark their own commission structures against this verified local average when advising clients or negotiating listings. Review the full survey data at the source URL to see how your rates compare to the Hawaii market. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Pre-1976 HI property document. Access, public reference room available at BOC. The Bureau of Conveyances maintains a public reference room at 1151 Punchbowl, room number 123, where documents required to 1976 can be researched every business day. Title agents, escrow officers, and other real estate professionals conducting due diligence on older Hawaii properties may need to verify historical recordings unavailable in digital systems. Visit dlnr.hawaii.gov/boc/general-public/ for hours and access details before heading downtown. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Honolulu building permits speed up, new tech tools cut wait times for HI developers. Honolulu's building department is rolling out technology upgrades that will give permit applicants faster feedback on their plans, according to the department director. Faster permit turnaround in Honolulu directly impacts project timelines and carrying costs for HI real estate developers, investors, and agents representing construction clients. Advise clients to prepare for a more responsive permitting process. Read the full update at the link below. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Enitor Online consolidates Hawaii County public records for property research. Enitor Online provides a centralized portal for accessing Hawaii County public records, including property tax and assessor search tools. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline due diligence and property valuation research through this single access point for official county records. Bookmark ht://publicrecords.netline.com/state/hi/county/Hawaii for quick access to Hawaii County property tax and assessor data. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most HI jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context: the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.